Students at Newton North High School this morning hear from their principal on an act of anti-Semitism that took place Friday night. The act was a chant by Catholic Memorial students and fans moments before a basketball game against Newton North. As WBUR's Simone Rios reports, the incident is resulting in dialogue in Newton and beyond.
It was the biggest game of the season for both teams, the Division I South Final. Newton North senior Jonah Pemstein was at the game cheering on his brother Ezra.
It started off pretty innocuously. We were chanting, "Here we go, Tigers," or something. We were wearing camo when they started chanting, like, "We can't see you." And then it got a little more heated, and then eventually the "You killed Jesus" chant started.
For Pemstein, who comes from a Jewish family, that's when the fun stopped. He says he and his classmates had taunted Catholic Memorial for being an all-boys school, asking where the girls were and using the raunchy term "sausage fest."
We started chanting, "Where are your girls?" before they chanted, "You killed Jesus." After they chanted that, it just kind of stopped because, like, we didn't really know what to say to that.
Jonah's father, David Pemstein, was at the game with his wife, and neither could believe their ears.
We heard the "You Killed Jesus" chant, and I think there was a moment where everyone in our area just kind of paused in disbelief, and we kind of turned around and said, "Did they just say that?"
Pemstein says he's been going to games all season, and offensive chants are a mainstay, but this was on another level.
A lot of the chants kind of raise, you know, cause you to raise your eyebrows. The students try to rattle the players a little bit. But there's been taunting, but never along racial or ethnic or religious lines or anything that could remotely approach hate speech.
Catholic Memorial President Peter Follin is calling the chant at Friday night's game unacceptable. Follin says in a statement that at the end of the game, Catholic Memorial students in the stands were reprimanded, and each one apologized to the principal of Newton North. The Boston Archdiocese also called the chanting unacceptable and pledged in a statement to help educate the students at Catholic Memorial so it doesn't happen again. At Cathedral of the Holy Cross, the home church of Boston's Cardinal, volunteer Robert Fraser says he's heartbroken by the students' chants in Newton.
"We know our older brothers in the faith to be the foundation of who we are. The first Christians were Jews. There's a lot of anger and resentment in our culture because people are not understanding that God loves them."
The "You Killed Jesus" chants came just a day after Cardinal Sean O'Malley addressed hundreds at a Jewish synagogue in Newton, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the church's denunciation of anti-Semitism.
"I would urgently urge our Catholics to have a deeper awareness of the Jewish roots of our Catholic faith. Jesus Christ was a Jew. Mary and the apostles were Jews."
Having grown up in Newton, David Pemstein says he'd never experienced anti-Semitism firsthand until Friday night.
"It did not put me in fear for life and limb, but it upset me. And I found it particularly ironic after the visit of the Cardinal to Temple Emmanuel the night before."
The "You Killed Jesus" chants are the latest in a string of anti-Semitic incidents at Newton schools. Superintendent David Fleischman says since October, hateful graffiti has appeared 3 times at Day Middle School. And another anti-Semitic message appeared at Newton North in December, an incident that's been unreported until now.
"Do I think anti-Semitism is rampant in Newton? No. And do our Jewish students feel comfortable going to school? Absolutely. At the same time, we need to be vigilant about any kind of anti-Semitism, racism, or homophobia."
Fleischman says the principal of Newton North plans to speak to the students over the intercom this morning. He says the principal will address the students' own chants at Friday's game, which taunted Catholic Memorial for being an all-boys school.
"I think it's especially important right now in this country that we address issues of language, sensitivity, inclusiveness, and frankly, safety."
Newton residents concerned about what's happening in the schools are invited to a meeting at City Hall on April 7th. Mayor Seti Warren says the meeting was planned before the Friday game. And Warren says it'll be the first installation of an annual event around prejudice in Newton.
"Newton historically has been a community that has been welcome to many people, including my family when they moved here in 1972.
Now Warren, who's Newton's first African-American mayor, says residents have to work to make the city as welcoming as possible, for now and for the future. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.